Earth and sky.
Many people know about Pangaea, the ancient supercontinent thought to have broken up 250 to 300 million years ago.
Because you can't go back any further than the collection of mass that you see as Pangaea, there's no way to reconstruct what pieces were where on the globe that far back.
That's Paul Miro, a geologist at Colorado College. He and colleagues are trying to look back approximately 800 million years to an older supercontinent known as Rodinia.
There's been this ongoing debate about the position of various continents within this supercontinent, Rodinia. We do know that North America sat in the center of this continent. But what we're unsure of is what sat off the western coast of North America.
The geologists stayed in minerals found in Antarctica's mountains and glacial debris. Both were 1.4 billion years old, with similar chemical composition.
And those turned out to be the key to linking East Antarctica and North America. The reason is that if you look at North America today, there's a big swath of granite about 1.4 billion years old. That granite is found across North America, but it really isn't found on any of the other continents.
That evidence fit the southwestern U.S. next to Antarctica, one piece of the puzzle. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.